Here we are, it's Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for the stage show The Commitments, based on the Roddy Doyle novel that was taken by director Alan Parker and made into the world-famous film. Now, the stage show The Commitments has already been wowing West End audiences for 2 years at the Palace Theatre in London. And now that award-winning musical is on a number one regional UK tour. And now they arrive in their Mustang Sally to the stage of the New Victoria Theatre in Woking. Now, the cast, who are all multi-talented, not only do they sing, act, but play all the instruments throughout, give 110% commitment. The direction is pace perfect, and credit goes to Caroline J. Ranger for that, and also, as she's a choreographer, along with Denise Ranger, it's little wonder that the scene changes are slick, seamless, and like a ballet in the lightness of their touch. Now, when Alan Parker selected his cast for the film, he made it clear he wasn't looking for actors, but those genuinely from Dublin and those living there to give it that authenticity. Well, I have to say, many of the cast, they all give it authenticity. It's got a lot of humour and it's very authentic. As I say, we've got cast members actually hailing from Dublin. We've got Padraic Dooney as Dean, Peter Mooney as Derek, and Andrew Linney as Jimmy, all born and bred Dubliners. So you can be sure their performances are right on the money. I mean, that said, for all of the actors in the show, they're all very authentic, as I say. Now, Andrew Linney originated the role of Jimmy at the Palace Theatre, where it began its run in the West End, and he does a great job in dealing with all the characters and their differing egos in this show. Now, Jimmy Rabbit, of course, was the man who invented the Commitments back in the 80s. Now, Jimmy's still alive, I believe, but sadly, he's in ill health. Still, this was a man with real soul, and his mission to start a soul band in Ireland in 1983... was a mission that he coined a James Brown phrase, that the Commitments were the hardest working band in the business, and they are the saviours of soul. Amen to that. Well, they certainly work hard, and he worked very hard to find the talent in the first place. Now, I loved, it was very quick, but also really well, pace perfect, as I say. I love the slick, almost ballet-like turnaround of the auditioning process, and the somewhat motley crew of rough and ragged lineup is formed. Now, it's fun to see them coming up through the ranks and how their gigs vary from a pub to a bingo hall to a concert. I also loved how to see how the sax player struggled before finding his soul, and a little bit of jazz on the side too. We very much get to care for the characters as we see their development. Now, as all bands, they have their disputes and ego clashes, and we get to know the characters throughout. Now, Brian Gilligan as Deco steps into the shoes of Andrew Strong in the Alan Parker film. Now, he's got a strong, soulful voice, but I couldn't help but feel I'd like to have seen him play the part that he originated in the West End as Billy the Animal Mooney, as I think he had the perfect energy for the drummer. And I'd actually like to have seen John Caravan, who played Billy the Animal Mooney in this production, as Deco, because he had a bit more of a look of Andrew Strong, but that's just a personal opinion. Still, he was great, and he had some great drum solos as well. All the musicians were absolutely perfect. Now, Brian Gilligan was fabulous singing the Pickett Womack constructed song, I'm a Midnight Mover. Now, this was a great moment. Everybody all really came together. It was really good to hear the band and the singers all jamming together. And, of course, the concert later on in the show, where the classics are played, was a real showstopper. Now, as an old-timer who played with the good and the greats, I loved Alex McMorran's character, Joey the Lips. Now, he's almost evangelical in his love of soul. Now, he was a real standout for me. With a list of credits as long as his arm, Alex appears as experienced as his character. He had a real presence, giving a real gravitas to the part, and I felt that other leads and the ensemble all fed off that energy. Now, I love the new character, the angry ex-punk fan who is a doorman, Mika. And this was played with an aggressively brilliant manicness and nuances by Sam Fordham. Now, the Commitmentettes performed perfectly as individuals and as the trio. They were terrific. Credit goes to Hannah Stratton as one of the female ensemble for stepping in and covering Natalie. And Lee Penston as Imelda and Christina Tender, as I say, as Bernie, make a terrific trio. Now, not everyone sings or plays an instrument in the show. And as Jimmy's dad, Kevin Kennedy, best known for TV viewers as Curly in Coronation Street, but who's appeared in the likes of Chicago the Musical, gives a fun turn as Jimmy's dad. And he embodies the role perfectly. And as I say, there's a lot of humour, and the characters all really interact really well together. You really get that sort of true Dublin feel, really like we're back in Ireland. And as it is really well staged as well. Now, all the way through, soul fans can get to enjoy over 20 classic sensational soul songs from the legends, ranging from Wilson Pickett, Otis Redding, Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, The Temptations, Ike and Tina Turner, the list goes on. And we get to play in the, we get to party rather, in the form of a concert, where all the stunning costumes, lighting and set are as dynamic as the performers and musicians in a high energy concert, with all the classics that feature in the Commitment films. So you can expect a plethora of Wilson Pickett's hits, and also a bit of Otis Redding as well. Got Mustang Sally, 95,000 Dances, Treat Her Right, and much more to get you up clapping, singing and dancing. Now, the Stevie Wonder hit, Signed, Sealed, Delivered, was one of the superb soul songs to feature. And one thing is for sure, this multi-talented cast deliver 100% commitment, and they give performances of heart and a whole lot of soul. So be quick now and rev up your Mustang Sally and drive in to the New Victoria Theatre, Woking, where the show is running until the 22nd of April. To get your tickets, go to www.atgtickets.com/venues/new-victoria-theatre. And to see them on tour, be sure to check out www.thecommitmentsontour.co.uk/tour. And that was Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for The Commitments, as playing at the New Victoria Theatre in Woking.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.